Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
High interest rates, volatile markets, and recession talks could be standing between you and the retirement you plan for. Some easy adjustments could make all the difference. Coming up on today's show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. This is Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and you will find Derek at Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. You've been helping folks for more than 10 years. You are an IAR, you're a fiduciary, all of those things, and even more than that, Derek. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Steve?
Very, very well, thanks. It's always fun to talk with you. Get the point of view from Maine. I mean, your whole attitude is just kind of fun.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we've established ourselves as a premier independent fiduciary firm here in the state of Maine. We've got the entire state covered, and we've been out and about, doing seminars and all education based. Dinner, lunch, workshops, and we're all over the place. And, we like to keep the state of Maine covered, and I think we do a good job of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. So, you got my interest, high interest rates, yep, all of these things. But let's talk about strategies. And I think in this, the first couple of segments, we're going to actually hit on a lot of things that maybe we've heard of but aren't really sure what they are and how they impact us when it comes to retirement planning. And so the first one, Derek, is the 4% rule. And I know we've talked about this in the past, but let's just break it down for folks. What is it and why is it?
Yeah, so the 4% rule is actually created in 1994 by a rookie financial advisor. He wanted to come up with a way to establish an easy way to convey to clients about an amount that they needed to take out to, continuously in retirement where they wouldn't run out of money. And so 4% adjusted yearly for inflation was the number he came up with. And it's kind of a hard and fast rule that's been used quite often since then. But I think that, a lot of people are starting to realize that times are much different now than they were in 1994. And so 4% rule might not necessarily hold true. And there's a couple of reasons for that. But one of the reasons is that, if you look at a typical holding within someone's accounts, maybe 60% equity, 40% bonds, which is considered a fairly safe holding. You look at how bonds performed last year and the interest rate environment we're in, and that 4% might not necessarily cut it anymore. And I know personally, with a lot of my clients, we look closer to, 5, maybe even 6%. Just to try to keep things going. But again, that has to take into consideration everything too. And so, a lot of times what we do is we'll try to put together some alternative investments, alternative strategies that will combat inflation that have less risk than, your bonds will typically have.
Sure. And so again, with the 4% rule, that really is something that, it's sort of been modified over the years, would you say?
Sure. Absolutely. And, I don't really use it so much myself.
Right.
And I know a lot of advisors don't that I know. I mean, I'm sure there's advisors out there that do, still hold that true. It's certainly something that everybody knows about. People will come in and ask about that. And my typical response to them is, I explained to them that 4% may work and it may not. And, the way the volatility and the way things are now, things are much different, and everybody pretty much agrees with that. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's been around the block understands that now is a much different time than it was, even in the 90s.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
So it's, it's not something I typically use, but it is, it's a starting point. I mean, and everybody takes out income in retirement in different ways. And, I have a lot of clients that don't necessarily need a systematic percentage each month. We're able to put something together where that's not needed. Everybody's situation is different though. So obviously it's a case by case basis.
Sure. And again, I just think it's something that we've all heard about over the years and just assumed it must be good. So it's nice to get the update. So we're talking about some basic things here that you probably hear every day in retirement or working with folks planning for retirement. And I've always liked this one, the rule of 72. Tell me what that is.
Yeah. So, basically what you do is whatever you are expected to earn in your account, you divide 72 by that number and you're left with how many years it's going to take to double double the account, or excuse me, double the value. And so an example would be that if you were getting a 4% return, you divide 72 by 4 and you're left with 18 years. So that's how long it's going to take to double that money if you have a 4% return. So it's, you know, and it's good to kind of, it's an easy way to see how long it's going to take you to double your money. But there are some, negatives there, because typically with investments, things are kind of across the board. So there's not usually a steady rate of return.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's going to be more, towards a fixed base. So if you're looking at like CD rates and things like that, that would be a better way to do it. But again, CD rates also fluctuate and you can't lock them in for longer than a year. So, it's a good idea it's an easy way to put things together and just get an idea how long it would take you to double your money.
Sure.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, these are the kinds of things that just kind of a common sense approach to things in terms of making things simple and easy to understand. And that's one of the things that you guys do so well at Northern Alliance.
Sure, sure. And, one of the things you can look at with the Rule 72 is if you can average, anywhere between, I would say, 5 to 7%, you can look at doubling your money in like 9 to 12 years. That's, just using the Rule of 72, that's a number to come up with. But again, especially in the market, and we never make guarantees. It's just kind of something that we have to take with a grain of salt,
because sure,
obviously there's a lot of things that can happen between, a 9 to 10, 12 year period that could change things.
Well, again, I mean, yeah, who saw the pandemic coming, right? But you talk about mixing it up. Yeah.
Absolutely. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. One of the things that, ever since I can remember, everybody's talked about 65 years old. That was the original age for retirement, wasn't it? 65?
It was. It was the original, but that's obviously been fluctuating and going up. And, 65 is an age, a good starting point. A lot of people use that age also because that's when you can go on to Medicare. Mm-hmm. So you have your healthcare expenses, which are significantly reduced by going on to Medicare. It's tough for somebody to come out of the workforce at, let's say 60 and pick up their health insurance privately for 5 years. I mean, it can cost you a mortgage payment a month just to cover that between you and your spouse.
Of course.
And so the thing about that, and also with full retirement age benefit for Social Security, that's been ticking up. And so for a lot of folks now, that age is 67. And what that means is that's the age when you can collect your full Social Security benefit without a reduction.
Exactly. And it also triggers it doesn't matter how much money you make doing other things. Right?
Sure. There's no earnings test. And,
yeah,
and that's important too, because you can get, really, I mean, it's somewhere around 20,000 or something this year. And so if you make anything more than that and you're collecting Social Security before your full retirement age, then basically what happens is for every $2 over that 20,000 something change that the limit is this year, you're going to have a $1 reduction in your benefits. So if you're making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 this year, you're going to have a significantly reduced, payout from Social Security, automatically reduced because you're collecting it sooner than your full retirement age, but it's obviously going to be even more reduced because of that earnings test.
Sure.
So something to take into consideration.
Absolutely. Folks, if you'd like to get in on this one, 833-856-1384. Derek, I'd love to hear from you. So that magic age of 65 isn't really so magic after all, is it? Because you talk about Social Security. I mean, if you claim it's 65, you can, but if you're not full retirement, if it's not your full retirement age, again, you're making a sacrifice.
You are. And people are living longer, and that's one reason why they've raised that full retirement age benefit. I'm sure one of the bigger reasons is that Social Security just doesn't have the money to pay out full retirement age benefits sooner. So keep in mind, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future? I'm sure that benefit could tick up higher and higher as the years go on. So,
but let me ask you this before we run out of time. So just because, I turned 62, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad idea to take Social Security at that point, but it certainly merits a conversation.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean,
Understood.
Let's just, if you turn 62 and you are, you're not looking to work anymore, or you are making under that earnings test, then it might make sense to take it. I mean, if you need the money, you need the money. And that's what I tell people too. So we have to look at your expenses and take a hard look at what's available to cover those expenses. And then if Social Security is the best option at that age, then it's the best option. And everybody's situation is different. So like everything else, it's not a hard, fast rule. It's just a case-by-case basis.
I mean, again, I'll talk about my sister. She's retired, has been for a number of years. But she worked as an RN forever, and she was there when the pensions were there, so she's got a pension. She's got a 401k as well, plus Social Security. But she took Social Security early because she was pretty well covered. You know what I mean? It just made sense. She had hip replacement, and it was like, okay, I'm going to take it at 62. And it makes sense for her.
Yeah. And in that situation, it did. And so, yeah, it just depends on the situation.
Sure.
The other thing you have to keep in mind, too, is if you have a spouse that's significantly younger and you're a higher earner, you know, you really want to hold off taking your benefit as long as possible, because with Social Security, the survivorship benefit becomes the bigger benefit between the spouses. And so if you have a higher benefit and you know your benefit's much higher and you have a younger spouse, let's say there's a 10-year age difference, I mean, the odds are that you're going to be gone before he or she is. Mm-hmm. So if you take it at 62, that survivorship benefit is going to be heavily reduced, whereas if you wait until 70, it's significantly higher. And you know, that's a situation, obviously, that doesn't happen with everybody, but that is a situation where it would warrant holding off.
Absolutely. 833-856-1384. In fact, on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come right back and continue the conversation right here on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. It's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get yourself that financial roadmap put together. Derek and the team at Northern Alliance are there for you, taking things that are complicated, breaking them down into something that really just makes sense. Your chance to get a true practical financial review. 833-856-1384. You'll get the comprehensive financial review, all the extras that go along with it, and no cost, no obligation besides. 833-856-1384. Again, 833-856-1384.
We round out the list of retirement rules and how to protect your nest egg in this or any economy. Details on the other side.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt. Northern Alliance Financial is where you'll find him. You'll find more at nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com. Derek's been helping folks for a good long while, better than 10 years?
Yep.
Better than 10, fewer than 20.
Yeah, for a long time, here in Maine.
Yeah. I mean, And that's home, right? I mean, you're home.
Yeah. I'm born and raised here in Southern Maine. And, you know, so are a couple of the other advisors. And then we have some here in Central Maine, born and raised there, and in Northern Maine. So, yeah, like I said, you know, earlier in the segment, you know, this is, we've got the entire state covered and we're very familiar with the state and, you know, the people that live here. So I'd like to think that we add a significant value other than somebody, you know, some outside firm that, or out-of-state firm that, you know, doesn't really understand the way things are here in the state of Maine.
Well, and again, I think if they call today and you know, you're going to be the one that sits down with them. I mean, so it's not some
absolutely,
you know, not some advisor from, you know, wherever. No, you're here. You're the guy that we're going to talk to.
It's it's a team of four of us right now that have this state covered, and you'll be sitting down with one of us, and we all bring collectively a ton of experience and value. Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is it's really a team approach here too. So, you know, you may be sitting down with me, but I have the collective knowledge of this entire team here. And there's certainly some things that I add more value to than they do, and some things that they add more value to than I do. So we go back and forth, and we use each other. And I think that really adds a lot of value to our clients.
I think you've all got sort of secondary specialties within the retirement realm. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say that is fair to say.
Yep. Yeah. 833-856-1384. All right, we've got more rules to talk about, Derek. And this is one that I know we've talked about this before, and it's sort of, I guess, been reimagined perhaps, but we're talking about the 60-40 stock bond rule. And it's not really a rule, but I certainly have heard that forever.
Yeah, no, it's the way it works is it just like that, 60% stock, 40% bonds. Typically, that is meant to be a very safe holding, meaning that, because stocks and bonds typically will work inversely. So they, when stocks are up, bonds may be down, but when stocks are down, bonds may be up. So with that allocation, typically it can be pretty safe. But that is typical. Last year was one of the worst years on record for the 60-40, the average 60-40
yes.
stock, 40 bonds. And it's the reason why is because bonds did horrible last year. I mean, the aggregate corporate bond index was down like 13%, which is unheard of. So there really was no place to go. And bonds weren't the place to be either. And so what do you do? I mean, we use bonds. We certainly incorporate bonds into our allocations and with our clients when we put a plan together. But I try not to be too heavy in bonds because the reason to be in bonds is because of the fact that they usually hold true and hold their value during a down market. But last year was a good example of the fact that they didn't. So you're typically not getting the biggest return out of bonds, and then in a higher interest rate environment, It's that has a negative effect on bonds as well. And so you have to keep that into consideration. And, one thing that we like to do is we like to do a lot with alternative investments as well. So it could be commodities, gold, things like that, real estate. I mean, there's you're trying to throw that net out and catch things in all areas. And I don't think that the typical 40-60 bond allocation is necessarily the best way to do it.
Sure.
But it is certainly good for somebody who doesn't really understand what they're doing and just wants to have something that it typically will hold its value. And, because if you're not sure where to go and how to allocate, how to be defensive and do these things, you certainly don't want to try doing it on your own. So,
right.
You just got to kind of keep that in mind. And like I said, it's on a case-by-case basis. Everyone's needs are different. And so, we like to approach it that way. But I'm typically not putting 50% in bonds typically for most clients.
Well, one of the things that I know you do at Northern Alliance is it's more, like you said, it's more than just about stocks and bonds. There's other ways of putting together a plan that includes, income producing, with upside potential and no chance for loss. I mean, those are the other kinds of things that come into play here.
Yeah. One of the things that we like to do, and I know personally that I like to do, is use indexing, what we call indexing buffer protection assets or fixed indexed annuities. And, what those can do is they can add some value because they really do hold their value, meaning that if you're in a down market, your return is zero. You lose nothing, but you don't gain anything. Mm-hmm. So when we replace some of the bond holdings with that, which is what I would typically do, on average, you can expect, over a 10-year period, maybe 4-7% on those with no downside risk. And so we incorporate that into some of our plans. And income annuities are another fixed indexed annuity type that we would incorporate. So that's kind of, like I said, alternative investments, alternative things outside of your typical investment strategy to help to add protection. Because that's the most important thing with us.
Sure.
Most of our clients are retired, getting ready to retire, and protection first and foremost. And then we get a look at how we're going to get them returns within their risk profile. You know, the best risk adjusted performance is what we're trying to do.
Sure. And again, I mean, whether it's an annuity or whether it's an indexed universal life, I mean, there's a lot of options out there that people are really unaware of. And that's where you come in, because you're teaching. You spend a great deal of time educating.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make sure that you're working with an advisor who does more than one thing. And, you know, what I mean by that is holds more than one license. And so we are all duly licensed. We're all fiduciary Series 6-5 licensed. So we are all fiduciaries. We all have our insurance license. Sometimes there's an insurance product might make sense in a situation. We're also independent. So, you know, I don't have anybody over my head telling me that I've got to sell this product or that product. You know, I think it adds a lot of value because we can truly work for the client and use both licenses to do so.
Sure. I mean, again, that's what makes you guys, I mean, sets you apart, because you are independent, because you are a fiduciary, and, you know, the collective experience that you have as a team is amazing. And that's really kind of what makes you so powerful, if you will. I mean, in terms of just getting a handle on people's retirement and helping them get there.
That, and I strongly believe we are always learning. Listen, I don't know everything, and I never will, but, you know, I'm always learning, and that's a great thing. And I think that, you know, I think our clients appreciate, you know, our approach to things. You know, we do things tactically, meaning that things are constantly being moved around proactively in their investment accounts, within their risk profile. And it doesn't take sitting down across from the client once a year to make those changes like you would have at your typical firm. You know, we're doing these things constantly. And, sure. You know, I think it adds value, and it really helps to limit that downside in some of those down years.
Not that makes perfect sense. 833-856-1384. So let's talk. We're talking rules here. So what about 100 minus your age rule? Is that really a rule, or is that just a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. I don't use it myself too often, but I mean, it's a topic of conversation occasionally. And, you know, really what that is you just take you minus your age from 100, and whatever's left, that's how much you should have in risk assets or in the market, in stocks. And so, you know, for an example, if you're 60, then, you know, you take 100, you minus 60, that leaves you with 40. So you should have 40% of your portfolio be exposed to risk or in the market. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that can be used. I know some advisors do. I personally don't hold too much to it, but it is a one way to go about, you know, kind of figuring out how to allocate things. And it can be a way to make sure that your money, that you don't outlive your money. You know, by doing that. And that's I think is the most important reason to look at something like this.
Sure. So, and again, I know that some folks, I've heard, well, now it's not 100, it's 110 minus your age. Is that just because of the sort of wavering economy?
Well, that's just, you know, because things are just much more expensive.
It's, well, inflation, there's that too, aren't there?
Yeah. And it just takes more to live on now. I mean, you just look, if you're looking to buy a new house or if you're looking to, you know, I don't know, get a car, anything, and everything is just much more expensive now. So that budget that you might have assumed would last you the rest of your life, and maybe you had an inflation, you know, assumption of 2%, 2.5%. Well, I mean, even inflation right now, I mean, what they're telling you right now is, you know, we're still at, you know, 5-6%. That's what they're telling you. But I mean, there's, you know, there could be some arguments that it's much more. It just depends on what you're purchasing.
Sure. Well, yeah, absolutely. And again, those are the kinds of things that really, if you've never sat down with an advisor before, I know it kind of feels like it might be intimidating, but it's not. I mean, Derek, you know, you guys are such laid back folks, and you know, you're not there to judge. You're just there to help.
Yeah. It's just about having a conversation. And so that's always the first appointment, is just coming in, bringing all your, you know, your statements, all the things that you have questions about. And then we just have a conversation and then collect the information. And then typically from there, what we'll do is we'll book a follow-up appointment. And that will be the chance to educate you as to what you have and what we see. And then if we think that we can add some value and there are some red flags or things that need to be changed, we'll talk about what that would look like. And that's the typical process we go by. And again, it's you know, we try to make it easy and comfortable. And So a lot of people coming in have never been sat down with an advisor before. It might be their first time. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a couple that came in the other week that was their first time, and that happens often. And, you know, they were just stressed out, didn't know what to do or what to think. And I said, my goal is to put your mind at ease, and we do things slow. I want to make sure that I gather the information, and I tell them off the first appointment, you're not going to get a lot in the form of recommendations for me today. I go, and you don't want that because I haven't had a chance to analyze your accounts and look through things. And that's different than some folks. You know, you go into some of these firms and they already know what they're going to offer you before you go in. It's very cookie cutter, you know, and that's not what we do.
All right. Well, again, on that note, folks, if that appeals to you, now's the time to give us a call. In fact, let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now. We'll take a break and come back on the other side.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us at 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
When it comes to claiming Social Security, there are many factors to consider, many questions to answer, and wrongs to right. Coming up, we turn the tables on our consumer advocate to take a Social Security pop quiz and see how they score compared to the others. Stay tuned.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Derek's been helping folks for more than 10 years. He is a fiduciary independent, just like the entire team is at Northern Alliance Financial. You can learn more about the team at nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com. And as long as you're there, you can look at all of the seminars. And I know a lot of folks do seminars, but you guys have really put something together that sticks with people, that really, you know, makes people think. And you do it in a way that's easy to understand.
Yeah. I'd like to think so. We're always adjusting things and, cause things are always changing. And, you know, we do a couple different types of seminars, and, you know, the two major types of seminars we do is one called an asset preservation workshop. That's going to be about a 2-hour workshop. We do have an estate planning attorney that comes in and speaks as well. It is geared more towards asset protection, which is important as you're going into retirement or in retirement. And then we have another workshop, retirement income planning workshop, and that is geared more towards Social Security age, to help with Social Security filing strategies. And then we do talk about, obviously, retirement, things to be aware of or things to look out for as well. That's usually about an hour and a half, that one. Mm-hmm. But we are booked. We are finishing up our summer. We had a lot of seminars, and then we are getting ready to gear up for the fall. So if you do go to the website or call in, we are in the process of putting together our fall workshop lineup, and it is going to be quite extensive. So it may not be up there right this second, but we will be. Or you can always call and just ask, when we're having a workshop in your area to be contacted. We can make sure to do that as well. So visit the website, give us a call. And yeah, I'm sure we're going to have one in the area. We try to cover every area multiple times. So
833-856-1384 is the number you can call, or just visit the website, nafinancialadvisors.com. All right, so we're actually going to jump into some Social Security talk here. I know there's a quiz involved. I've been studying. It's okay. but one of the things that I find really nice is the fact that you at Northern Alliance actually are willing and actually want to talk about Social Security, because not all advisors do.
No. A lot of times we'll have people that are coming in from our Social Security geared workshops asking questions about this, and I'll ask them, you know, do you have an advisor? And, you know, sometimes they do. And I'll ask them, why has your advisor not talked to you about this? And they're like, oh, well, they don't really do that. And so, you know, my answer is, well, you know, that's surprising, because Social Security may be a big piece of your income, and when you take it might have a big impact on, you know, the rest of your assets. So, you know, it boggles my mind when there's advisors that don't even talk or cover this. It's certainly not something that we stay away from. We do go over these things and run reports and talk about it. And I think the reason why you're not going to see a lot of advisors that talk about it is because we don't necessarily get paid from it.
No.
And neither do they. You know, but it is a service that we offer our clients because it is important to talk about it. And, you know, I think we're, you know, missing the boat if you don't have a discussion about Social Security with your clients.
Well, I think what else is true is that not only do some advisors not want to talk about it, but they don't know. And that's why they don't want to talk about it. They don't know what it is. You guys at Northern Alliance have, and I know this goes back to Frisbee and Associates and Kevin, really, as long as I've been doing these shows, that is something that you have always done.
We have always done it. Yep, absolutely. And it's changed, too. You know, Congress had passed a while back some legislation to limit some of the filing strategies. And so we had to go ahead and change things in the workshops to, you know, reflect the new rules and laws in place. But yeah, we're always adjusting and learning and trying to get the information out there. And so, yeah, we have been talking about Social Security for as long as I've been doing this. And, you know, again, we're always learning. But, you know, for an advisor not to talk about it because they don't know about it, well, you know, I mean, you could learn about it, but I think, again, it goes back to the fact that they're not necessarily paid on it. So it's really, they're not going to take too much time to learn or talk about it.
Right.
Some. There are some that talk about it, but I run into an awful lot that don't.
Right. Well, that's to your advantage. And really, anybody who wants to sit down with you, that's to our advantage, too. So
yeah, anybody that calls in, we will talk. We'll absolutely ask you about your Social Security. In fact, you know, one thing that we will typically do is before the first appointment, you'll get an email or you'll talk on the phone to somebody, and they're gonna let you know what you need to bring to be prepared. And above them, you know, obviously statements and things like that from your retirement holdings for us to analyze fees and risks. But the other thing we'll mention is go to ssa.gov, go to a benefits estimator and pull up what your estimated retirement benefits are and bring those in as well. And for those listening today, you know, you should do that regardless. And there's a couple reasons you should do that. One of the reasons is because, you know, when you look at the earning years on your Social Security, which impact how much your benefit's going to be, believe it or not, the government does make mistakes every once in a while, and those earning years may not be correct. So you should be checking those. I would check once a year. If they're not correct, then, you know, the sooner you catch them, the better it is, because you have to prove, you know, your income. And if it was from 10, 15 years ago, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to do that. So yeah, it's important. And we have everybody come in with those numbers so we can start to put a plan in place.
Well, and quite frankly, the SSA.gov website is pretty darn impressive. I mean, when you go out, if you've never done this, folks, you just have to register, get an account, but you go out there and it shows you, okay, this is what, if you retire at full retirement age, this is what we think you're going to make. But then you move that, it's a movable piece where you can just slide it a month up, and guess what? That number goes up, and you go up 3 months and it goes up. I mean, it's really fascinating and very well done, and kind of just lays it out in black and white.
It is. And it's not something that I usually expect on a government website.
No, not at all.
The healthcare.gov site. Yeah. That's a completely different thing. But yeah, no, they've done a good job. And the other thing they've done a good job at with the website is they've done a good job at making it easy for people to understand and navigate. And that's important, because sometimes getting into these things or any financial talk with some people, it can be daunting and just a little bit overwhelming, and they just kind of avoid it because it's just too much. And I think they've done a good job at making it very easy to understand. And, you know, it's something that, like I said, anybody, I'm thinking probably most people are going to collect Social Security at some point. And before you do, maybe take a trip to the website and get an idea of what that benefit might look like.
Absolutely. Well, Derek, let's dig into this quiz here. You're going to ask me a couple of questions, and fortunately, they're all true and false, right?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yep. All right. So in most cases, if I take benefits before my full retirement age, they will be reduced for early filing.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
Yep,
sad,
absolutely.
But true.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I don't think everybody realizes that sometimes. And, you know, right. They think 62, I can file, and that's when I should file. I run into that a lot, actually. People coming in who said they wish they had come in sooner because, you know, they came in at 64, 65, started filing at 62, and they really didn't need to. You know, they were working, and it just, you know, they just didn't know. So, yeah, it's important.
All right, so that's true. What's next?
Number two, if I am receiving benefits before my full retirement age and continue to work, my benefits might be reduced based on how much I make.
Well, that's true. And it's not might be, they will be, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they will. And the actual number is for 2023 is $21,240. So that's the most you can make if you're collecting before your full retirement age. And if you make more than that, for every $2 over, it's, you know, a dollar reduction. Damn. Now, there is a caveat to that, though. If you are reaching your full retirement age in that same year, then from January to when you reach your full retirement age, you're actually allowed to make significantly more. It's about $56,520. And then this, for every $3 over, there's a dollar reduction. So they, you know, in the year that you're going to turn into you're going to make your full retirement age that year, there's a significant increase in how much you can actually make. But yeah, people don't realize that either.
Yeah, absolutely. 833-856-1384. All right, let's keep going.
So if I have a spouse, he or she can receive benefits from my record, even if he or she has no individual earnings history.
I'm going to say true.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely is true.
Okay.
And, you know,
well,
that goes back to the way things used to be. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, about 72% of respondents answered that correctly. And it goes back to when Social Security first came out, there was, there was one person that went out and worked and one person that stayed in with the children and raised the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have working history and Social Security history there. So, you know, they were able to collect off their spouse's benefits. So, you know, it's absolutely is true. And I think most people know that now. So that's a good thing.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And so let's go to number four.
So if I have a spouse and he or she passes away, I will receive both my full benefit and my deceased spouse's full benefit.
We've talked about this before, and, you know, that's false. I understand how people would think that, but nope, not going to happen.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And that's correct. Well, it's false. You're correct. About 68% of respondents answered that in the same way. And you don't keep both benefits.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with 68%, I mean, that says to me that there are a fair number of folks that don't understand or that didn't understand that.
And they don't. And sometimes it's eye-opening when I explain that to people. And, you know, it's important to keep that in mind. And now when a spouse dies or passes away, the bills don't just get cut in half. You're going to spend a little bit less on food, but there's still, the bills are there. And it's significantly, you know, more than, you're not going to have half the bills now. And so, but you will have half the Social Security income you might have more. It depends on what the difference is between you and your spouses, but it's just that one income that's going to stay there.
Sure.
So, you know, you have to make sure that you're aware of that and you plan for that. And we try to do that as well.
Sure. 833-856-1384. And boy, we have once again zoomed through a segment here. Derek, let's take a quick break. Come on back and continue.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic, folks. It's why we give you that opportunity to review your individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. What kind of risk are you taking? Are there red flags that might be a potential problem for you down the line? How much are you paying in fees or commissions? Do you really know? How about tax liabilities? And, of course, a plan that maximizes your Social Security benefits, just what we've been talking about here. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us at 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
When we come back, it's time for questions from listeners, and we've got some good ones this week.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back. This is Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt is here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric is, again, part of the team at Northern Alliance Financial. He is a fiduciary independent like the rest of the team. And again, you'll find the website nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. Well, Derek, we have really covered a lot of ground today, and I think it's interesting that some of the stuff that we went through is really just some basic stuff, but sometimes it's important to just revisit the basics, isn't it?
It's always important to revisit the basics. And, you know, these are things that I know because these are things that I do and incorporate every day. But for your average listener or someone who, you know, for most people, you go into retirement once. And, you know, so you don't have as much experience with these things. And so, you know, going over the basics is a starting point to educate yourself and be a little bit more prepared, you know, as you're going into retirement. So, yeah, back to basics. It's always a good idea.
All right, fair enough. And let's see. Let's jump into a couple of questions here. Gail is in Minot. Did I say that right? Minot? Mint?
You did.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good. So Gail is wondering, she says, I have a 401k with a company I retired from this year. Can I convert those funds to my Roth IRA? Now, I don't want to convert all the funds because the tax bill would be too much. Can I convert just a part of the funds to my Roth IRA and then roll the rest of my 401k funds into my traditional IRA?
Yeah. So, you know, Gail, absolutely. You can do that, and you are correct in the aspect that you don't necessarily want to roll everything into the Roth. You know, the problem with converting all of your assets into or your pre-tax assets into a Roth is that you know, you're going to have to pay the taxes on that conversion, you know, for that year. And so, I don't know, let's just use a number. Say Gail had $200,000 she wanted to convert. Well, she's going to have to pay taxes on $200,000 more income that year, which could be fairly significant.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Certainly going to push her up a few marginal tax rates. And, you know, so you want to plan that. And that the way we would approach that is we would look at, it would be a conversation with your accountant to see how much room we have, you know, between your next, you know, marginal tax rate. And then we would, you know, we would look at, you know, how much sense it made to move, how much we would move. And, you know, you would put the rest in the traditional IRA. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things to keep in mind, too, is that there's really a sweet spot for Roth conversions. And that sweet spot is from 59 and a half to 62. And the reason why is because you also have to be aware of your Medicare Part B income adjusted, you know, premium, meaning that, you know, anything that you convert, let's say you convert something at 63 and you convert a good amount over, well, then it's about a 2-year lag for your Part B premium adjustment. So when you turn 65, your income for your Part B premium is going to be based off of the income from 63 years old. So it could push you up significantly. So that's sweet spot to do these conversions. Doesn't mean you can do the conversions outside. You certainly can, but the sweet spot to do it is between 59 and a half and 62.
All right. That makes sense. And again, I like the fact that, you know, converting or doing a Roth conversion over a period of time, I know that's a strategy that you guys use, and it makes so much sense, especially if you're a little bit younger, do you think?
It does. And we do have to look at other things too. And so, you know, a lot of people have heard of Roth conversions, and a lot of people agree with the fact that taxes are going up in the future. I would say pretty much everybody agrees that they probably will. Yeah. But we also have to look at what your income is now. And, you know, I had a client not too long ago, and she was making $250,000 a year right now. She's not going to be making $250,000 a year in retirement. So really didn't make a lot of sense to start converting it now because of the income tax rate that she was at right now. But that's not everybody. And certainly for most people, there might be some opportunity to start to do some Roth conversions. That's something we would certainly look at.
All right. Good to have the conversation. And you know, if it makes sense. Let's see. Peggy is in green, and she is wondering. She says, I'm 4 years away from retirement, and I already have enough money, enough income for retirement. I have a year's worth of expenses in my checking account. The question is there a certain balance I should keep in a checking account when my retirement accounts are set?
Well, Peggy, great job. You know, and you know, I think you've hit it right in the spot. I would tell my clients typically 6 to 12 months, more towards 12 months of expenses in their checking savings. You know, and the reason why I tell them, listen, it's not there for the great return. You certainly don't get much out of it. In fact, you're safely losing money by having too much money there because it doesn't keep up with inflation, more so even these days. But that's not why it's there. It's there because of, you know, if something were to happen, you want to make sure that you've got these expenses covered. It's also there because if the roof goes or whatever else may happen, you want to be able to take from that instead of having to necessarily reach into your retirement accounts. And it gives us more options because let's just say last year, for example, was not a great year. Everyone agrees. Wasn't a great year for anybody. The market had a pretty bad year. And so if you needed to take out an additional $20,000-$30,000 to cover a roof repairs and you had to take it out of your retirement accounts last year, well, then that's just going to make things even worse because it's going to take that much more money to get you, you know, get you back to where you were. Whereas if you had that money sitting in your savings or checking, we could take it from there. And then as things start to get better, then we can withdraw some money from your retirement accounts to, you know, to put some more padding in that checking savings account.
All right.
But yeah, I think she's on a good, I think she's doing well. 12 months is great. And that's what I would recommend.
All right. Good enough. 833-856-1384. Peggy, give us a call. Derek would love to hear from you. John is in Cumberland and he is wondering, an IRA is being willed to me. If I inherit it before the age of 59 and a half, can I have it sent directly to my own IRA? And what are the tax implications? Yeah, that can get tricky.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on who you're getting this from. And so an IRA from your spouse, you can take that in as yours. And, you know, it becomes your IRA. And then, you know, that you can treat it just like you would your normal IRA because now it's part of it. But it sounds to me like it's probably that's not the case with you, John, and you're getting it from somebody else that's not a spouse. And if that's the case, the government has done a good job at eliminating the tax breaks you would have gotten that through a stretch IRA, the Secure Act, the original Secure Act. I call this one of the biggest tax grabs is they've made it so that way if you inherit money from a non-spouse through an IRA, 401k, a pre-tax account, then you have 10 years to take that money out of there. And so that doesn't leave you a lot of time, a lot of planning. So most likely you're not going to be able to do that and just stretch that out over your lifetime or put it in your own IRA. It would have to stay actually in the name of the person that you inherit it from. So yeah, they made that pretty easy. And so for somebody coming in, and we get this all the time, they've inherited from an uncle or spouse, you know, we'll open up an inherited, IRA here, move the money over, and then we'll put a plan at, taking the money out. Over a tax-efficient strategy over a course of 10 years.
Okay. Well, John, give us a call, 833-856-1384. And, I mean, again, that whole stretch IRA and all of that, that from a generational wealth standpoint, that really sort of just threw a monkey wrench in the works, didn't it?
Well, it did. It did. I mean, just, you know, listen, you had someone, let's say you've got an uncle or an aunt and you're the only nephew or niece and, you know, they've done a good job. They lived, you know, well below their means and have, you know, let's just say they've got $500,000, $1 million there. And let's say you do okay. You're going to have to take that all out over the next 10-year period. And I mean, the tax implications are going to be significant. So that's why I call it one of the biggest tax grabs, because it certainly is.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can't stretch that out over your lifetime anymore.
Okay. You know? Well, good to know. And again, these are the kinds of things that you're on top of and can help people, you know, not make a mistake.
Yeah. We'd like to try to make sure to keep things mistake free. Absolutely.
Mistake free. I like it. Let's see. Peter's in Biddeford. He is wondering, I'm 55 with $600,000 saved for retirement. Is it possible to retire at 62, claim Social Security and live off $6,000 a month for the rest of my life? Thanks. I think he's trying to tie that up in a bow really fast.
Yeah. Peter, you know, Biddeford, thanks for calling. I guess anything is possible, but there really isn't enough info here for me to give you a more direct answer. And some of the possible issues are, well, how does your retirement accounts end up doing over the course of, you know, the next, I don't know, 7 years? That's a big That's a big what if, and we have no idea how you're allocated and if you're very risky. Certainly things we would look at if you came in. Some other issues are your healthcare. You know, what possible, you know, well, what's that going to look like for you? Because from 62 to 65, you know, we talked about this earlier, you're going to have to pick up private health insurance. Mm-hmm. And that could be quite expensive, and that could eat away at things pretty quickly as well. We also need to know what your Social Security benefits are at 62, and then also what your retirement expenses are expected to be. These are all things that we would ask in our first appointment to gather the information, put together a plan. So it's really tough. Also, do you have any pensions or income annuities? So these are things that we would all have to look at and talk about. So Peter, unfortunately, I would not be able to give you a more direct answer than anything is possible.
Anything is fine. I like it. That's being optimistic. 833-856-1384. And wow, once again, we are up against the clock. Derek, let's go ahead and invite folks to call one last time today.
Great.
Sounds fantastic. Here it is, a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. If you've never done it before, no time like the present. It's a practical financial review. Starts with a phone call, 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You're going to get all the extras, the portfolio x-ray, the Social Security analysis, all of that is included. And you just have to make a call to get things rolling. 833-856-1384. Again, 833-856-1384. Well, Derek, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. The show goes by so quickly. And again, really good information today.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Great, Steve. And I enjoy talking with you, and I look forward to sitting back down and having another discussion with you soon.
We will do just that. Folks, we really thank you for listening as well. We appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more with Financial Safari and Derek Hewitt.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.